What can I do to overcome my fears of sex? Hey everyone, Stephanie Costello here, mom of three, wife, animal lover, and entrepreneur. My goal with this podcast is to share healthy intimacy skills. If you feel you are the only one struggling, I promise you are not alone. It's time to take action and make shit happen. Alrighty, so here we go. Why do I fear sex? And where is that stemming from? I am totally coming at this from a societal standpoint and the message that we receive from society as since we are really young. So recently I've been doing a lot of research on human anatomy and understanding our different sexual organs that, you know, like yesterday I talked about sex and gender, and just because we have specific sexual organs doesn't mean we emotionally identify with those organs and such. But for today, when we're talking about vagina and penis, I'm going to go more into the scientific sides of things, and so we can understand why we would fear sex. And, you know, starting at in grade school, or I don't even remember what grade we actually are when we learn about human anatomy and the different sexual organs. I know I was showed a video in like fifth grade about period and stuff. And I think maybe there was a penis in like a animation of, you know, a male figure more than a penis, but we're taught about the uterus and the bladder and the pelvic bone and the urethra, and the labia and the cervix and the rectum and the vagina, the anus, you know, that's the female organ parts. And that's like in human anatomy class. And if you cut a body in half, that's what you'll see. And you'll see in the rectum, there's poop and, you know, whatever else that we are taught. And as obviously as the years go on, we're taught more in depth about the cellular levels and, you know, the different layers in the uterus or whatever else. And then the penis is like, the bladder, the pubic bone, the urethra, the penis, the testes, the anus, the rectum, the prostate gland. And it just keeps going into all these other different parts to the structure. And so if you, again, were to cut a body in half, you would see exactly what it looks like on a cellular level in like a animation photo. When I'm teaching this to people, I'm trying to teach the difference between human anatomy health class and then human anatomy, like, for real. You know, human anatomy, the stuff we're taught in health class is very important depending on your career. And even then, knowing more about your body and what it looks like, really, really important. When it comes to bonding with a partner, that information doesn't necessarily help us learn how to be sexually intimate with one another in a healthy way. And so when we're coming at being bonding with a partner via sexual intimacy, we know nothing about how to stimulate each other and nerve endings and all that other stuff. And so it's like, of course we're going to be fearful of engaging and not understanding really in depth about how our brain chemistry and, when we're releasing endorphins and our desires and all the other like scientific stuff. I guess maybe I'm getting a little nerdy here, but this all, even if it's just a basic knowledge, it's all really, really, really important to know about ourselves and our partners. And depending on, you know, who we're attracted to and what we're attracted to, it's so important. So the female, fun facts, here we go. Females, the vagina, the exterior parts of the vagina, has 30,000 nerve endings in just the exterior parts of the vagina. That is a whole ton of nerve endings. That is like, there's so much stimulation on just the exterior parts, never mind all the other interior parts. And then the shaft has penis has about 4,000 nerve endings. And then so it's like, what that can really break down basic understanding of stimulation and why it's so different for each individual. you know, there's the frenulum and then the shaft of the penis and the glans penis and the scrotum, which that's four basic parts where lots of nerve endings are. And knowing those parts and the nerve endings and what it how stimulating those nerve endings in those individual sections can help enhance a male's or a individual with a penis can help enhance their stimulation and their excitement in the bedroom. Also for women, there's the mons pubis, the clitoral hood, the glans clitoris, the labia minora, labia majora, the frenulum, the vulva, which is the basically the whole section, the urethral opening, and the vaginal entrance. The clitoris alone has 8,000 nerve endings, and often only about 10% of women can orgasm via penetration without any other stimulation. So 80% of women need some other type of stimulation in order to experience an orgasm. That is such valuable information. So then it's like, take it a step further. Well, how do we stimulate each other, and what's the way that the individual with a vagina wants to be stimulated versus doesn't want to be stimulated? And then to wrap this all around, here we come back to, why do I fear having sex? Well, if you've experienced trauma, then that's a whole nother ball game. But the lack of knowledge and understanding of how to engage in sexual intimacy is a pretty significant amount. And when it comes to bonding, if we haven't even really given ourselves the time to bond with our partner in other ways, how are we supposed to be super vulnerable with even accepting or acknowledging the fact that we have no real in-depth knowledge or experience to be able to provide a need to a partner? Are we able to be vulnerable in our partnership and be genuine to who we are and be open to learning instead of feeling like we need to defend ourselves from any type of judgment or ridicule from our partner? So I think I'm going to end there with the openness, just the be open, be willing to experience and learn new things with your partner, and do so in a healthy way. Don't allow yourself to be taken advantage of. If you do feel uncomfortable, then stop what you're doing. Don't continue. Don't put yourself in such a vulnerable place where you're taken advantage of. Make sure you're standing up for yourself and giving yourself the empowerment to be able to enjoy your life and your body the way you desire and not the way everybody else says you have to. I hope everyone is having an amazing week, and I look forward to hearing from y'all. Like, comment, share, subscribe, do all the things. Bye.